Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, we'll discover the key to lasting inner peace.
Whose mind is steadfast, that means you're not wavering to the left or the right. What is your mind steadfast on? Your mind is steadfast on this fact that I can trust God. That's the secret to peace.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. In this new series, Mark has called Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. We've been discovering the key to finding rest in the Lord. It comes from taking the time to listen to the Holy Spirit. But in the midst of this chaotic and troubling world, it can be easier said than done. And with the way 2020 has been shaping up, believe me, there's a lot to be stressed out about. So are you in a panic or desperate to calm down? Keep listening. Mark's got another powerful word on resting in the Lord.
Escapism is not leaving our problem. Escapism is simply not thinking about our problem for a momentary time. Some of you get stressed out and you can't handle the pressures at home, and so you decide, if I just go to a cinema and you go see a movie for 90 minutes, you forget about your problems as you're laughing at a comedy, sitting in front of a big screen, watching a movie, immersing yourself in someone else's world, but it only lasts for 90 minutes. After those 90 minutes, you start thinking, as you're walking out the cinema door, going to the parking lot, now you start thinking about your problem again. The kind of peace that the world gives is a temporary, momentary, brief escape from stress, and that is not the kind of peace that I'm talking about. Jesus said, I give you a kind of peace that the world cannot give you. This is the kind of peace that I'm talking about. The kind of peace that Jesus can give us. Notice, I do not give you the kind that, like, the world gives you. The kind of peace that Jesus gives us is a peace that comes from within. It's supernatural. It's spiritual. It does not depend on your circumstances. It's a supernatural peace of God. The second thing I want you to understand about the peace of God is this. It's deposited and protected by the Holy Spirit. Verse 25, he says, all this I have spoken while I'm still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. It's interesting to me that he refers to the Holy Spirit as the Counselor. You see, some of us say, I wish I lived when Jesus was on earth. Man, if I lived when Jesus was on earth, I'd hang around with them, watch them, listen to him. It would be less confusing than all these churches and all this stuff going on. I wish I could have seen Jesus, walked with him, been there. I wish I could have lived when Jesus lived. No, you don't. First of all, chances are you would not be one of the 12 disciples. Sorry to tell you that, break that to you. But I doubt if you would be. Not that you're not a good person, but there were only 12, remember. Chances are you'd be part of the multitude of the crowd where you would say, I think I saw Jesus over there, because there was crowds of people trying to get to Jesus. He had only 12 disciples that he could really hang out with. And so Jesus says, I am leaving because it's better for me to leave. In other words, Jesus left because the option of him leaving was better. Why? Because when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the difference between Jesus physically being here and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is deposited in our life, in our heart, in our body, and is with us 24 hours a day. Jesus left because he could only be with limited amount of people physically at one time. But the Holy Spirit, when deposited, is with every individual, and it's there 24 hours a day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to call up. He's there. You say, well, who is this Holy Spirit? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the same in essence, the same in power, one with the Father. When someone says God is within me, in essence, they're really saying the Holy Spirit is within me. You are made of body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you is the part that aches in the morning. It's the part that you look at yourself in the mirror. It's the part that you take a long time getting ready in the morning. Ladies, if you have curly hair, you spend a long time trying to straighten your hair out. Gels and irons and stretching when I was in Spain, they don't have curling irons, so some of the girls actually iron their hair on an ironing board. Deliberate to try to straighten their hair out. Now, if you have stray hair, you spend a lot of time trying to curl your hair because you just wish you had curly hairs. Whatever we don't have is what we try to get, right? With me, it's easy. I get up in the morning, put some water on, and I'm done. It's really a simple thing. But here's the thing, body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you, the soul is your personality. It's the part of you that determines your personality, how you talk, how you view the world. And the spirit part of you, which most of us don't quite understand, the spirit part of you is that which distinguishes you from an animal. Because an animal has a body and an animal has an intellect of sort, but an animal does not have a spirit. A spirit is that part of you that connects with Almighty God. There are over 6 billion people in the world that live today. 99% of those 6 billion people believe in a higher power. They believe in God. They believe in different kinds of God, different kinds of creators. But there's something inside the Aborigines in the deep jungles of the Amazon, something that connects with the people that live in the Congo of Africa, and something that connects with the people that live in deep within Asia, because all of them inside believe and know in their spirit that there is a God, a creator God. Now, why do all those people believe it? Why do all those disconnected people understand inside that there is someone bigger than them? Let me tell you why. Because they all have a spirit. The spirit inside of them testifies to the fact that there is a God, a creator God. Something inside of us tells us there's something bigger than you, something greater than you, something that is beyond you. Every generation, every culture, every group of society has known that, believed that, understood that. Why? Because we're spirit beings, and that spirit inside of us tells us, testifies to us. You've heard the voice of the Spirit. You've sensed, even when you didn't go to church, even when you were far, even when you didn't want to have anything to do with God, you sensed that small voice inside of you telling there's something greater, something deeper. There's someone bigger than you that's there. It's the Spirit of God. It's your spirit being witnessed to by the Holy Spirit, reminding you that there is a God in heaven. Now, when you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes inside of you. Jesus called him the Counselor. The New Testament was written in the Greek language because that was the commercial language of the day. In the Greek, that word is the Paraklete. Paraklete means counselor, advisor, coach, advocate, person that walks alongside of us to help us out. The Holy Spirit is your counselor that walks alongside of you, helping you make it through difficult times. Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but I'm sending you a helper. I'm sending you someone that will navigate through the difficulty, someone that will help you overcome your circumstances. He is called the Holy Spirit. He is me in you, and it's the Holy Spirit, listen to me, it's the Holy Spirit that deposits peace within our soul. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, and the fruit of the Spirit is, do you remember them? There's 9. Love, joy, peace. Say it with me. Love, joy, peace. There's others, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. But peace is the third one. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It means it's the natural outcome of having the Holy Spirit inside of you. When you are walking in the Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit, your life will have peace. I want you to look at me because this is really important. Look up at me. If you are stressed out right now, and you are living and walking with no peace, listen, you are out of the will of God. Well, Pastor, it's just my personality. Don't chalk it up to personality. It's my husband. Don't chalk it up to your husband. Listen, you were never designed. You were never engineered. You were never created by God to live your life without joy, stressed out, biting your fingernails, popping pills to tranquilize you. That is not God's will for your life. You were designed to have an inner peace regardless of the circumstance around you. Third thing I want you to remember is this. Not only is it deposited and protected by the Holy Spirit, but it's maintained by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Life and peace. The mind that's not controlled by the Spirit is death. Life and peace means that there is a life-giving force there, and there's a peace when your mind is controlled by the Spirit. Notice what it says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. You will keep in what kind of peace? In perfect peace. Whose mind is steadfast. That means you're not wavering to the left or the right. What is your mind steadfast on? Your mind is steadfast on this fact that I can trust God. That's the secret to peace. Listen, the psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Because when you are running around and you are hectic and you are trying to control things, you think that you are God. Listen, don't try to do what only God can do. There's only one God, and his name is not you. And when you try to control things, when you try to micromanage things, when your life is full of fear and anxiety, it's because you're trying to control the things that you were never meant to control. Part of our acknowledging that we are not God is when we release things and say, God, I cannot control this. I cannot manage it. I'm not going to try. You are God, and I'm okay with the fact that I am not and you are. I trust you, God. He will keep an imperfect peace whose mind is stayed because he trusts in him.
Just a brief pause in our message. As the president of a nationally accredited Bible school, Mark Jobe is an avid reader, and he's come across a book he'd like to share with you. It's called The Anxious Christian, Can God Use Your Anxiety for Good? And it's written by Rhett Smith. I'll tell you how you can request this book a little later in the program. But right now, let's get back to the second half of the message. Mark will explain the fourth point to understanding God's peace.
Lastly, and I'm going to close with this, the peace of God is resistant to circumstantial changes. In other words, the peace of God doesn't change with your circumstances. Listen to what it says in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart or be encouraged. I have overcome the world. In this world you will have trouble. Just know, life has trouble. Cars break down. People get sick. Jobs downsize. Parents age. Accidents happen. Relationships get entangled. Hey, there's trouble in this world. Don't act like, oh, what's going on? I got trouble. Hey, welcome to life. I don't know what's going on. You know what's going on? Life. Life's going on. That's what's going on. I don't know what I did wrong. Hey, no, that doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It's just life has trouble, period. There's challenges in life. Listen, if life had no challenges, you would not grow. If life had no challenges, your faith would never be tested. If life had no challenges, you would never mature. If life had no challenges, you would never learn perseverance. If life had no challenges, you would never have to learn to trust God. If life had no challenges, you would be immature. You would cease to grow. Life has challenges, and it's the challenges in life that help you grow if you handle them the right way. So don't throw your arms up and say, what's wrong with life and what did I do wrong? Just realize life will have trouble. It's not if trouble comes, it's when trouble comes. And Jesus said this, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, be encouraged. I have overcome the world. What Jesus is saying is no matter what trouble this world gives you, listen, I'm bigger than all of it. What he's saying is I don't care what happens, what comes your way, illness, disease, financial stuff, marital stuff, whatever it is, Jesus says, I've overcome the world. I'm bigger than the world. I'm bigger than the troubles. I'm bigger than every issue you may face in life. I'm bigger than it all. Now, what I'm asking you to do is simply this. Will you trust me to be God? Here's the thing about God. There's nothing that's caught God by surprise. There's no corner that God has not seen around. There's nothing that's shaken God up. Oh, I didn't see that coming. No, he knew. Oh, God, there's an economic crisis. Yeah, I knew that a long time ago. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Listen, I've known all along that you were going to be in this circumstance. There's nothing that has caught God by surprise. There's nothing that he doesn't know. There's nothing that he can't solve. There's nothing that is beyond God's ability to work through. God is sovereign. God is omniscient. God is omnipotent. God controls it all. And sometimes God is simply saying, I know you don't understand, but trust me. I know you can't figure it out, but trust me. And as you trust me, praise me. I know you don't know how this is going to be solved in the end, but don't try to be anxious or fearful over it or anxious. Just say, God is in control. And I'm going to be still, and I'm going to rest, and I'm going to know that he is God. And no matter what circumstances come my way, it doesn't change the fact that God is good and he's still on the throne. And no matter what people say, God is good and he's on the throne. And no matter what the doctors say, God is good and he's on the throne. And no matter what the job says, God is good and he's on the throne. No matter what my husband says, God is good and he is still on the throne. No matter what, God is good and he is on the throne. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with praying a prayer of blessing over you. It's a prayer that that Paul quotes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace, the Lord of what? The Lord of peace. Peace. He's the Lord of peace. That means he's the master of peace. That he has all peace. He can give and take it away. He's not in short supply of peace. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace. May what God possesses in plentiful abundance, may he grant you, give you, point it in your direction and say, peace, go to that address. go to that person. Peace go to that woman. Peace go to that man right over there. Go, peace of God. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace. Listen, at all times and in every way. Not just in church when you're sitting with praise music swaying back and forth. But when you're at your job and the pressure's on. When you're dealing with teenage kids or you're dealing with a stressful marriage or you're trying to deal with your in-laws. At all times and in every way. Every way, every way. Body, soul, and spirit. May it fill your mind. May it affect your body. May it penetrate your spirit. Because listen to me. You may not understand this, but you know what it tells us in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30? A heart at peace gives life to the body. Listen, I want you to understand something. Some of you are sick today. Some of you are sick today, not because of a disease, but a self-induced disease. Doctors call it psychosomatic illnesses. It's a real illness, but the virus of it is in your mind. You know that you can worry so much that you create hypertension? You know that you can stress and fear so much that you create ulcers? Do you realize that you could be so full of resentment that your back begins to ache and your muscles begin to tighten up? Do you realize that you can be so full of anxiety that you develop insomnia and you can't sleep and you're never rested up and you're always tired? And do you realize that when your body gets tired, it can lead to physical and mental depression? Do you realize that? And there are some of you here that are in bad health, ill health, feeling lousy, depressed, physically drained, not because you have a virus or a bacteria, but because you have a psychosomatic illness that started in your inability to deal with stress and let God be God, and now it has overburdened your body and you feel lousy 90% of the time. And Psalms 14 says, peace gives life to the body. It's like medicine. It's like an injection of antioxidants, vitamin B, C, D, all wrapped together. It's better than a membership to the health club. The peace of God. The peace of God.
This is Bold Steps, and you're listening to the Bible teaching of Mark Job. If you've missed any of the messages in this new series, you can catch up on our website because all of Mark's messages are archived and available, so you can listen whenever and wherever it's convenient. And you'll find us at boldstepsradio.org. Well, even though 2020 will go down in history as a year that's caused a lot of stress to people, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide, there is a reason to rejoice. While many places have been shut down, we've been fortunate to have an avenue to continue to reach people all across the country. And we'd like to invite you to join us as we take God's message of grace and peace across the airwaves to those who need to hear it most. To send a one-time donation in the mail, write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. I'll repeat it, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or call us at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. And one of the best ways to maximize your giving is by becoming a Bold partner. By giving a donation each month, you'll have quite an impact over the course of a year. So sign up as a partner today at boldstepsradio.org. Well, Mark, before we close today, why don't we take one more opportunity to reach out to the person who's feeling some anxiety and stress, and particularly today, and just encourage them to look to God for lasting peace.
Yeah, so let me just encourage you today. I know it's a stressful time. Some of you are stressed out about the election that's happening today. I want to remind you that ultimately the future of our lives, our nation, and our world is not in the hands of one politician or another. It's in the hands of God. And I want to just pray over you right now. I believe that some of you have lost your peace, you've lost your joy, and you're losing your health because you have not
tapped into the peace of God. So, Father, I pray right now for that mother that's stressed out about her children, that father that is worried about his job, that college student that is just struggling with their semester at school right now. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would speak powerfully to them today about turning to you, Father, casting their cares upon you, and letting you be in control, trusting you, Father. I pray the peace of God into their lives even now as they release things they cannot control into your hands. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that, Mark. That's all the time we have today. I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll learn the art of practicing peace of mind. Discover how you can experience God's peace even in the midst of a stress-inducing world. Wednesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.